Hey fam, welcome to another exciting episode on Elan Radio. If you're new here, as usual, thank you for tuning in. It's your girl, Oyenda, and I have with me...
Sam, how you guys doing?
How you guys doing? Hope you guys had an amazing week.
Yeah, that's right.
Sam, how was your week?
It was my birthday. Yeah, so... So yeah, I had fun, went out with family, some friends, you know, yeah, it was nice, and thank you guys for all the wishes. I mean, it meant a lot to me. Thank you so much, Oyin, for the kind words, for everything in general. Yeah, I'm humble. Thanks guys.
Okay guys, for me, how did my week go? It was just pretty busy for me. But I'm glad it's Friday and I get to, you know, just chill, relax, and, you know, go through the weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, without further ado, guys, we're just going to go straight into it. So this week on What's Trending, I'm going to go first. I saw something online and I mean, I was super, like, I was shocked. I saw on BBC News, it says here, the headline says, US man freed 28 years after wrongful murder conviction. And that's literally the headline. And I'm like, what? Having to pay for a crime that the man had to pay for a crime he did not commit. And it took 28 years to, you know, I mean, get him freed. That's like a lot of time. A lot of time has gone by. A lot of time has passed by. So in my head, I'm like, what the heck? Like, why would... I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm trying not to curse. I was just about to say what the heck, but whatever it is. So let me just read out the news to you. It says here, Lamar Johnson spent nearly 28 years in prison for a murder he has always denied committing. Now he's 50 year old and he was convicted of murdering a man on his front porch in October 1994. Oh my God. Imagine having to pay that huge price since oh my God, that's a long time. Anyway, he's now 50 years old, and I mean he still has, like, you know, just a few years ahead of him. Let me not say a few years because I don't know if anything's gonna happen to him.
Was it DNA that then acquitted him? How did they then find out that he wasn't guilty?
Well, I don't have much information on that. It didn't say much, but it just said he was free after 28 years. I was super happy for him, but at the same time sad, because I feel like 28 years is a long time paid for a crime that, you know, he didn't commit. And so I really hope, and I'm assuming that they're going to compensate him for the whole 28 years of his life missed.
Yeah, that's more than enough.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah. What do you have for us, Sam?
So I saw something on Instagram. I mean, I think you love this. So this lady says, looking for a perfect person? Make a die if you see. Just choose your Satan wisely and manage their demons. Make sure it's something you can manage. Angels don't exist. No one is flawless, not even you. What do you think?
Wow. Do you mind reading that again?
Okay, so he's saying, she said, looking for a perfect person, make I die if you see. Just choose your Satan wisely and manage their demons. Make sure it's something you can manage. Angels don't exist. No one is flawless, not even you.
Wow, that's really deep. Is that person like a writer or...
Oh, no. She's an actress. Former BBN, Big Brother Nigeria housemate. Essay, Ariata. She put that on Instagram.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think? What do you think, Oyin? So, So, I think the question is in parts. So, first of all, I'm sure you would agree there's no perfect person, correct?
Yes, for sure. There's no perfect person.
Okay. So, but the part where she says choose your Satan wisely and manage your demons.
Exactly. So she's trying to say we're all like...
Exactly. So that's...
She's trying to say there's no innocent person. Like, everyone's like...
That's the part
I mean,
useful
up there. Mm-hmm. Just choose wisely. Oh my God. I don't know. It's kind of... That's really deep for me. That's too deep, as a matter of fact.
Anyway, so that's why I was like, okay, I'll get your thoughts on this. Yeah. So what do you have for us?
Oh, on my end, this is like really sad news. Also on the news this week, this headline says shoots himself after finding gun in parents' bedroom. So apparently a 3-year-old, right, shot himself after finding a handgun and in a nightstand in his parents' bedroom. So for some reason, I don't even understand why there would be a gun in the house that's not like kept in a safe place or a safe or something where there are kids. So from what I could deduce from this news, a 3-year-old boy shot himself. He was just playing around and he was being watched by his 16-year-old elder sister, and he, of course, the parents were not home, and he was maybe he crawled or he was just playing around, and he went to his parents' room, opened the nightstand, there was a gun there, he was, you know, playing with the gun, just, and then he literally shot himself. Yeah, so he turned the gun towards himself and he shot himself point blank range, like, and that's how like he was gone. So I mean, I just thought to share this today, like, guys, come on. Like, I know it's not the parents' fault that he shot himself, but somehow I feel like if you're gonna have a, I personally don't advise to keep one at home, but you know, I mean, this is news from I think it's the US. There are some cities where guns are allowed, right? However, if you're gonna have one, I think the ideal thing to do is keep it in a very safe, you know, spot or place, especially if you have kids. It shouldn't be exactly anywhere that's easily accessible.
Exactly.
And so now a 3-year-old boy is gone, and I mean, his parents will probably never forgive themselves because they would have been thinking in their head what they could have done better. But in order to avoid instances like this in the near future, it's just better to keep things like that safe so this kind of mistake doesn't happen.
Absolutely.
And it's really sad. I mean, my heart goes out to that family. I mean, I pray that God, I mean, they have the strength to bear this loss, because this is really sad. What do you have for us, family?
So finally, from my end, guys, so for our Nigerian audience, just to shout out to you guys that tomorrow is the presidential elections, guys. So please go out and vote, please, guys. Tomorrow is elections in Nigeria for the president. Yeah, so guys, please exercise your franchise, ensure you vote, please. I mean, it's your civic right, it's your responsibility as a citizen. So guys, please, we want a better Nigeria. So it starts by you casting your vote, and so go out to the polls and let's do this, guys. Let's do this. Come on, let's do this. Nigeria can be better, guys. Please vote, please.
Yeah. Your vote counts. On Saturday, please go out to cast your vote. Don't be intimidated by anyone. Don't be bullied. I mean, everybody's vote counts. If you want a better Nigeria, you know, you want a better community, because right now this is the first time in a very long time I can see that there's unity, like everyone's coming together to actually, you know, get this going. I can see the youth coming together to actually come out to vote. They're planning to come out to vote, even like different tribes. Like I can see everybody, like everyone's really tired, everyone is really thirsty for change. So it's really good to see that. So it's really good to see that transition. I cannot wait for Saturday to see how everything's gonna play out. But at the same time, guys, please be safe out there. Protect yourself, vote, and vote wisely. But at the same time, just, you know, be safe out there, okay?
So, you know, the way you said that, protect yourself, sounded like, you know, you're using juju. Protect yourself.
No, I don't mean like that, but I'm just saying if it's violent,
I mean, it sounded that way, like protect yourself, I mean go with several.
No. I'm just saying, like, because I don't, no one knows what's gonna happen on Saturday, right? Nobody knows how everything's gonna go. So if, God forbid, but if there ends up being like protesting or anything, I'll advise just keep it safe, keep it simple. I mean, your life is very important, so don't put yourself at risk. If you notice that any threats or whatever after casting your votes, please just go home. So just keep it simple and safe. That's all I have to say. Well, on that note, do not go anywhere, guys. You know, sit down, relax. In Samuel's words, as usual, do not talk that down, because when we come back, we have more interesting stuff in store for you. As usual, it's your girl Oyenda, and you are listening to Aylin Radio.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Never waste your time, never let you go. Top down, back to back, you the best I know. Oh yeah, you the blow my mind, blow my mind, blow my mind. For your love, I go change my life, change my life, change my life. Yeah, but come here to your ass, make us my ego. Dirty white for me, nice ass. Bad for your type.
Hey guys, welcome back to this segment on Aylin Radio. My name is Sam, and I've still got with me
Oyenda.
Okay guys, so this episode is a very, very exciting one. For two reasons. One, the topic is actually very interesting, and I think it's very relatable, right? And but before we go into the topic for today's episode, we have a special guest in the house, a longtime friend of mine. When this is the time you give me the drums now. Why are you not excited? The last time you came with your friend, I shared part of the excitement. You should be excited, Oyin. Why are you not excited?
Well, I'm excited for you. I'm excited. Like, I can't wait to see.
Yeah, I'm saying, give me drum rolls now. You know how we do when we welcome guests to the show.
Move
what do you mean?
This,
why should I move past this? Give us drum rolls now. Is it because the person is my friend? I said he's my friend. Give us drum rolls. Support us.
What kind of friend is this? You're even sounding emotional. I'm even getting scared. What kind of friend is this? What kind of friend?
Anyway, guys. The name of our guest is Gozie. Gozie, could you say hello?
Hi, everyone. Happy to be here. And Sam, excited to be here. Very nice to meet you guys. I hope I don't disappoint you, Sam.
From Gozie's voice, you can tell he has a bit of an accent, yeah? So don't, I mean, the accent is a faint one, by the way, I should say, so.
Oh, but I think it's really nice. I think it's really nice.
Thank you.
Whose side are you on?
This is...
I'm on his side, like, I'm on his side also.
Yeah, on his side.
And Sam, you're probably losing me now as a fake team, Sam, that you've always created. There's no real team, Sam.
Anyway, guys, Gozie, it's nice to have you here. And I think this topic is actually very relatable. And swinging right into action, this episode's topic is it fair to judge people now for decisions they made a long time ago? Okay, so I'll go again. Is it fair to judge people now for decisions they made a long time ago? Guys, when do you want to go on this? Or Gozie, would you like to go first?
I'm happy to go first. So I'll quickly say what my thoughts are. I think it depends on a few factors. One of them is the person's age and the gravity of the issue. So if something happened, I would say 16, pre like 18, and it's not very grave, and then I think in the future you could use the excuse of, yeah, that happened when I was young, youthful, etc. I feel like we've all done and probably said a few things in our youth that we probably wouldn't do right now. So it depends on what it is and the age. So an example could be, I think when President Trump came, and there were a few people, I think he was in his 70s, and then a few people came to accuse him of several things at 45. So at that stage, when someone's 40, 45, you're quite well aware of what you're doing. So at that stage, I think it's fair to judge that person. But if it's, say, I don't know, 13, 14 year old who probably has done some more silly things, I don't know, use some things they're not supposed to use, and come out at for a public position at 40, and people say, oh, back when you were in secondary school, you used to smoke this and smoke that. I think some of those people could change from, but if it's really, really big, then the age factor will come into play, I think.
So interesting. So for you, you say like two things to consider: the age and the offense or the issue at hand, yeah?
Yes.
So does one outweigh the other, or they're equally on the same level, in your opinion?
I think they're on the same level, right? So, I think they're on the same level because you consider the age and then consider what it is. I would say a case in hand is there's a young lady who at 15 in the UK went to join a terrorist group, right? Mm-hmm. Now 15, a lot of people would say, hey, this is pre being an adult at 15, that person could be groomed. But at the same time, you went to join a terrorist group. That's really, really big. Mm-hmm. So if at 23 you're coming to say, back then I didn't know what I was doing, because of the gravity of the offense, although the person may have been quite young, the issue is very huge. So at that stage, I don't know if age can help that person because of the gravity of the offense in question.
Interesting. So Onyi, your thoughts?
So personally for me, I don't the age factor, I don't think should be an excuse to behave a certain way and then say you like to behave a certain. It depends on the gravity. Like, yeah, it depends on the context in which this is being used. Like, if I'm to contextualize it, like Sam likes to contextualize things. Let's say 10 or between, maybe someone like a male child between the ages, let's see, 10 to 13, for instance, and let's say he was involved in what example would I use? Maybe rape. Maybe he had raped like 3-4 girls. Is that an excuse to say, okay, that later in the future he won't be judged by past incidents? I mean, our choices and behaviors are not like isolated like incidents, so there's always a ripple effect that can last for years or even decades. What if that child has like I don't know, but I don't see that as an excuse. I don't think the age factor should be an excuse to overlook some certain things. And for someone who has gone through that and maybe later on comes in the future after having like maybe been in juvie prison for years and comes out later and says, oh, I've changed, I'm this and that, I don't know if I would actually like, I would be happy for a person and there's growth and everything, but I'm not sure if I would be 100% if part of me would want to associate with that person or have anything to do with that person. Like, hell no, that ain't happening. Yeah, so in that case, like, would you say it's fair or not fair?
Can I just quickly comment? I think that rape is grave. That's a big issue, right? I think that one, yeah, I don't know if age can help that person, especially if you've done it multiple times. But a question, you know, I would ask is, do you believe that people change?
Of course. I mean, people do change. People do change. It, yeah, I do believe that people change, but however, like, it depends. Like I said, it depends on what the change is for and what the person is changing from or what the person has done in the past. I understand that, yes, people grow, there's growth, people transition into, I mean, so many things. I know people change, but however, I'm going to stick with the side that says, like, I don't want to say it's not fair to judge people. It depends. I don't know.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know. Yeah, but people. I mean,
you always have that skepticism, I guess. I think that's what you're trying to say. Like, there's always caution at the back of your mind.
I feel like so the thing is, yeah, people do change. Or would I say, I don't think anyone can change completely, actually. Not thinking about it deeply. Would I say change is the word, or people try to better themselves? But change completely, I don't know. In my heart, I would feel like there's still that part of them that's still hiding somewhere that can be triggered.
Okay, maybe change is not, but do people grow, in your opinion? So in that case, then I'm sure that if we look, I don't know, like, with the classic thing that happens, look back on people's like tweet history, are you sure that we won't find something that you tweeted like, I don't know, 7-8 years ago that you're probably not going to tweet now?
Maybe. I know the answer. You don't think too long. You regret till tomorrow. Don't come in. Maybe. I am the answer. So just look at the answer.
You? What answer?
I'm
entitled to
know. I'm the answer to that question. You've said so many things against me that I've just, you know, buried the hatchet a long time. So yes, you have done.
What are you saying?
I'm saying,
well, guys, you know by now, not take anything that comes out of Samuel's mouth seriously.
What?
So I wouldn't take offense, like, if he says all the jargon he's used to saying, but don't take him seriously. He's always, he's filled with like so much bollocks. He's always saying nonsense.
At the very slight. I mean, every opportunity you have, you always smear my name. I don't know why you do that.
I'm not smearing your name, but everyone knows that you just say nonsense. You say gibberish, literally.
Sam, I can't help you here, please.
So, I mean, now that, I mean, even with my friend, I don't know why. You just want, anyway. So, but I mean, for me, to be honest, I think it's
it's usually a tricky situation, yeah, and which is why if you look at it from the side of the law, the legal side, that's why they have that age factor in it, and at the same time the offense. So for me, would I say, I think, yeah, it depends on how far back you tend to look, and even sometimes I think it's just something you have to examine on a case-by-case basis, to be honest. I think it's very situational, you know, but more often than not, I would say the offense, yes, would carry a lot of weight, you know, what was actually done, you know, the wrong that was done would carry a lot of weight, you know. But I think generally, if I were to say by and large, I would say it's something that should be examined on a case-by-case basis, especially, and we see this a lot, I mean, with politicians, you know, whenever you see someone come out, in fact, even before they do come out, I mean, it's something some of them do, they run tests, you know, like background checks, just to be sure there are no red flags, you know, they check that, okay, do you have a crazy past? Because you see things dating back to high school parties, you know, like they'll just say, oh, they were getting drunk, they were partying and something, you know, funny stories that you just see and like, I mean, like they dig back that far into your history to find out, okay, this you did, that you did, you know. So I think it's something that should be examined on a case by case basis, to be honest. Because if we were to say, because there are so many things, if I think about it, you know, imagine even in academics, to be honest, if you think about it, you know, some people judge you by things, I mean, because a lot, I mean, like, I know you personally, you know, so she, I mean, back in school, she was not doing too well, right? So, I mean,
this is so embarrassing. You can tell this dude is obsessed, honestly. But it's okay, keep going. No, this is the height of obsession, but keep going.
I'm trying to drive home the point that, I mean, it depends.
And you couldn't use Gauthier, like, you had to use me. You go way back. You have to use me.
He knows that I have an untainted history.
Anyway, so,
okay, keep going.
I think basically what I'm trying to say is that it's very situational. But I think again, I think one has to consider, like Onye said, I think one has to consider the offense. I think it's very key, you know, not just the age. I think age is important as well. Again, that's why the law uses it. But I think the offense actually, yeah, it's a big thing, you know, to consider when making a call on this. Yeah. But I think it's sometimes very unfortunate because, yes, I believe some people truly do grow. Some people do truly change, or whatever the word is, you know, grow or become a better version of themselves. But yeah, I think it's just sometimes unfortunate, you know.
I don't think people make that 360 change or change completely. There's always a little bit of that old self in them, because I mean, someone who's super maybe aggressive or irritated easily or anything, like even if the person is super calm after a while, there's just always something. Maybe there'll be something that can trigger that person. The person can, in terms of character, the person can change, make a 360 change. Or even if it's someone that let's say who's been a player for years, like this dude has been in the game for years, and he now says, oh, okay, you know what, I just want to, you know, stop here, let me hang my towel and, you know, throw in the towel and, you know, just let me be good, let me be a good boy. So, are you saying that, again, in this context, there will be that small part of them that will still be there. So I don't think people change completely. That change thing, I don't know.
Sam, I'm a bit disappointed, because being an avid listener of the podcast, when you said someone being a player, this is where I would expect you to interrupt and ask her to explain what's a player mean.
So actually, we didn't have to finish. But what player was hanging the towel? You know, like, why that phrase? Like, hang the towel. Hang the towel is like taking up the towel from your body. You also, like, why hang the towel?
Like throw in the towel, like exactly. Just throw in the towel, like, okay, you know what, it's time for me to just, you know, settle down and da da da. So do you think that person will completely change?
Mm-hmm. So you won't like date a player, that's what you're saying, like a former player. So there's nothing like a former player,
let's not deviate from the topic. The topic is it fair to judge people now for decisions they made a long time ago?
I'm saying I just want to understand. So when you, because I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, like sometimes, and this is the beauty of it here, when we have these conversations, you know you tend to see things from other people's perspective, and you know, helps shape yours sometimes, or I mean color it for you sometimes, you know. So I just would like to know, so what you're saying, if I understand you correctly, is there are some things that you cannot entirely change from, basically that's what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. There's something I don't think that anyone can make like a complete 360 change.
Okay. So in other words, Sam, I think so to your question then, would Onyi get with an ex player? I still don't understand.
God, why don't make this thing about me? I'm begging you guys. Can you talk about something else? Can we not deviate from the topic?
But that's part of the topic, because if someone used to be a player and has now, in your great famous phrase, threw in the towel, have they grown?
Well, so past experiences can, I mean, for every experience, past experiences could have shaped the person, you know. Person would have gone through stuff and, you know, understand some certain things. But in terms of growth, yes. But change completely, I'm not sure. I cannot say. But like I said, I'm saying it like now with my full chest. Like, I'm not saying that it's unfair to judge people. I'm saying it's very fair to judge people. So I'm sticking with my own point. So, Samuel, are you sticking with this, or are you going with the opposite side? Like, talk about yourself, please.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, I do appreciate, I mean, coming out, I mean, it's not something you do much often, so I appreciate coming out with your full chest.
Excuse you? What do you mean? It's not something I do what?
You don't do it very often. I like standing on one side, choosing sides. Like, so it's nice to see that you've actually grown, you know.
I do it when I think it's appropriate, or when I think, you know, it's time to do it, but not all the time, just because you want to hear me choose a side.
Anyway, but I think personally, I think it depends on the issue, to be honest. Like, I'm that type of person. I tend to give people like benefit of the doubt, you know. But I mean, it depends on the situation. So which is why, for me, I think it's very situational, to be honest. And that's where I would lie. Like, I think it's very situational, depending on the action. So yeah, that's what I would say.
So Sam, let's contextualize it. So let's say someone's coming out to be Prime Minister of Canada, and back when he was young, it was fine to say some quote-unquote racist things, right? And he said a few things, or he tweeted a few things that would be considered racist in our world today. Mm-hmm. But he's since changed, and he's now a better person. In fact, he's gone ahead and married someone outside of his race, very competent for the job. Would you still give him your vote for Prime Minister?
I could. You know, for me, in terms of race, yeah, when people are racist, I think sometimes, again, I think it's very important to try to understand the context, because sometimes things can, I mean, hit the fan real quick when people, and I've seen this happen. So which is why, for me, I'm usually very, like, before I say, oh, this guy is racist, or like, I usually give a long rope, because sometimes it's just, I think we tend to focus sometimes too much on, again, not to, like, this is just my own personal opinion, because sometimes when people just get quickly
agitated about the race issue. Like, you know, there are some things that are just the fact is what it is. I mean, you're of a different color, I'm of a different color, you know. So I think you need to understand it from where it's coming from, really, where it's stemming from. So truly, to your question, right, I could vote for that person, to be honest. I could. So for me, what I would then do is try to then do a bit of due diligence, see what he has done since then, right? I mean, for someone that wants to go for that role, most likely would have held some other public positions, you know, like who were the people in his cabinet, who were the people in his committee, you know, things like that will give you a sense, you know, especially if you then have, you know, some other people that have worked with him coming out to say, oh, I mean, this is not, I mean, we've not experienced anything like that, you know. So it's like I could vote for him, you know. So if I do all these checks and find out that, oh, I mean, it doesn't really matter, this guy gets the job done and is not racist in the sense of it, yeah, I could give him my vote. Yeah.
Okay. Right. I think I agree with you in that sense. It depends on people. Can get a bit what's the word here, very excited with this race thing, and sometimes people can be misjudged, or I think also there are things that were cool to say back in the days that doesn't necessarily mean that person is, well, not cool, but there are things that were acceptable back in the days that in today's world probably isn't, and that doesn't mean that person was or is racist. Yeah.
So yes, so I think so. For me, to be honest, I think it's situational. So that would be my say on it. I think it's situational. Yeah, I wouldn't say, because truly, people do change. Truly, people do change. But I also get Oyin's perspective that, I mean, you can't just make like a 360 turn. You know, like it's difficult. There will always be that part of you that still, you know, has that, I mean, that trait or whatever. Yeah. So Gozie, in your opinion, do you think it's fair to judge people, you know, for decisions? I mean, what would you, your take be? Would you think it's situational? Do you think outrightly you should judge them? Do you think you shouldn't judge them? So what would be your thoughts on that exactly?
I think it's good to look at people's backgrounds, but I think it's situational on what it is that they've done, and in the case that we've looked at now, so if it was someone that's accused of something being racist and the poster they're going for is prime minister, it's good to review that person's history, make sure, like I think I agree with exactly what you said, make sure that what they're accused of is actually what I think it's good to actually see what their track record is. But if so in some situations as well, I personally disagree with people where it's saying things that people have done at quite a younger age. So let's say, for example, someone was 13 and was caught with heroin, for example, and because of that thing they've done, maybe they got kicked out of school at 13, that then would mean that, I don't know, 20 years later, if they wanted to join, I don't know, like have a big job or head the a company, people come back and say, oh, because you were kicked out of school for having heroin, you can't do this job. In that situation, I would say people would have changed or grown past things. The fact that they were caught at 13 doesn't mean that at 33, that's, even though chances that person could be an addict, there's also chances that they may have fully changed and not who they were back then.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. So thanks, Gozie, for your opinion, and so I think that's it on today's episode, guys. I would really appreciate your time. Gozie, thank you for coming around. Oyin, you've been darling. And so guys, let us know what your thoughts are, I mean, on this, because it's actually something that has affected some people's lives, you know. It's crazy, not because it's not just in politics, it could have been anything, you know. And just like Gozie alluded to, you know, there are some things that were I mean crimes or illegal at some point. In, I mean, so for example, look at cannabis in the US, I mean, in Canada, you know, I mean, the world is evolving, you know, like Biden came up with the law where they would then scrap, you know, if you had a certain amount of cannabis or whatever, they would remove it from your records, you know. So things do change, yeah, in life, you know. So yeah, I think it's situational, to be honest. I would not say to outrightly just judge people. I think it's important to try and understand the context. So guys, let us know what your thoughts are. You know how you follow us, and get your thoughts on Instagram at Alien Radio. Let us know what your thoughts are. Keep the conversation going. We'd always acknowledge your messages, and also you could send us an email at Alien Radio. Wait, what's the address again? I think I've forgotten.
Okay, so you can send an email to hello@yahoo.com. And guys, also don't forget that there are multiple platforms. There are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Castbox, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher. Also, you can reach out to us. You can send us a DM on Instagram at Alan Radio. That's ELANRADIO. And also, lastly, thank you, Gozie, for gracing our set with your impute your perspective on this. We really appreciate having you. We hope that you would come back another time. Samuel, over to you. On that note, it's your girl Oyenda, and I'm officially signing out.
So Gozie, any final words for our audience? Anything you'd like to say?
Just thank you for having me, and to Oyen's comment about coming back. Maybe when Sam is better behaved. Maybe.
Maybe that's gonna be like in 10-20 years. I don't know when he's gonna be better behaved.
Oh, you don't judge me. I'm still in my juvenile years here, so don't judge me. All right, guys, this is Sam signing out. Thank you for a lovely time. Have a wonderful weekend. Bye bye.